Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Continuing with the virtues of dua, between the various duas of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, explaining that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam would ask for those things that were most important, and Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam generally his duas were such that he kept in mind akhirat all the time, that whatever you would find that he would ask, what the maqsad and the purpose was, how a person, even if it's something that's related to the dunya, but it's how it will help a person to get akhirat. So that must be our mindset, our thought, even when we're asking Allah Ta'ala in dua, that this should be our concern. If you're asking Allah Ta'ala for dunya also, there's no harm person asking for dunya. In other words, the person is asking Allah Ta'ala to make his livelihood easy. He's asking Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala to grant him barakah. He's asking Allah Ta'ala for peace as far as this world is concerned. But all this is asking so that the transition to akhirat could be made easy. In other words, he's not asking for dunya for the sake of dunya. He's asking it for the sake of akhirat, so that the person's transition, his journey towards akhirat could be made easy. So therefore a person makes dua like this, but all the time the thought of akhirat is not forgotten, even in a person's duas. So today we do one hadith explaining one of the duas of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. An Zayd ibn Arqam radiyallahu anhu qal, kana Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam yaqul, Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min al-ajzi wal-kasali والبخل والهرم وعذاب القبر اللهم آتي نفسي تقواها وزكها أنت خير من زكاها أنت وليها ومولاها اللهم إني أعوذ بك من علم لا ينفع ومن قلب لا يخشع ومن نفس لا تشبع ومن دعوة لا يستجاب لها رواه مسلم. هذا زيد بن أرقم رضي الله عنه نريد للرسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يشتو make this dua. O Allah, I seek refuge in you from inability. We explained last time, this inability means a person doesn't do what he needs to do, or a person just doesn't have that drive, doesn't have that desire to do good. So Allah, I'm asking you for protection from inability. I'm being incapacitated. I can't do anything. I don't have the motion in me. I don't have the drive. I don't have the desire to do good deeds. Allah, save me from this. In other words, that's not a good thing to have. If a person doesn't have desire to do amal, to do good amal, this would be something in a person's life, like how he desires that he should have increase in his business, increase in his wealth, increase in his dunya. Generally, that's the thought we have in our mind. This is what we should have as far as deen is concerned. Allah, I seek refuge in you from inability. The next thing is laziness. Walkas, laziness. Laziness also is not a quality that is desired of a Muslim. A Muslim is one that is active, a Muslim is one that is fit, a Muslim is one that is helpful. He's not one that is lazy, he doesn't want to do anything. A person wants to sit, he wants to just laze around. This is not the style of a believer. A believer is one that is active, and a person that is moving all the time for the sake of deen, a person that is helping and assisting people for the sake of deen. He's out in the path of Allah, he's out in jihad, a person is doing good actions. This is a Muslim, he uses his time productively. So therefore Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would ask refuge from laziness. The next thing that he would ask refuge is cowardice. Here we explained also before that a person that is cowardly, he won't even help himself, he won't save himself, and he won't save others. Why? Because of this cowardly nature of him, of his, that he doesn't have any bravery in him. To be brave is a quality of a believer. A believer is brave, so therefore a Muslim also is brave. The next thing is miserliness. Person wants to hold back all the time. Allah Ta'ala has blessed him. There are people that are less fortunate, people that are poor out there. But the person just wants to hold back. He doesn't want to assist and give and share with others what Allah Ta'ala has given him. So therefore Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would make dua against miserliness. The next is senility. Person reaching that age where he's unable to understand clearly, he's unable to ration, unable to think properly. Now a person generally, it is difficult to communicate with such a person, and a person forgets often. So therefore Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would make dua that Allah Ta'ala save me from this old age wherein I reach senility. In other words, a person can have old age, but his mind can still be there. Ya Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asking Allah Ta'ala, keep my mind right till the end, which also is a very great ni'mat. A person has got power and control over his mind and understanding. It's a very great ni'mat from the side of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The next thing, next dua, Nabi sallallahu, the next part of the dua, وَعَذَابِ الْقَبْرِ وَاللَّهِ I seek protection in you from the punishment of the grave. So now akhirat is not forgotten. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is asking also for the khabar. Oh Allah, the next part of this dua, Allahumma aati nafsi taqwaha. Oh Allah, grant my heart your taqwa. In other words, grant the fear of yourself to my soul. Wazakkiha. So now Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is making dua for the soul, for the heart. Wazakkiha anta khayru man zakkaha. Oh Allah, you are the best of those who can purify it. So purify my heart. Purify my heart. Why, oh Allah, you are the best of those who can purify it. In other words, oh Allah, I'm asking you to clean my heart, purify my heart. You are the best of those who can purify it. Anta khayru man zakkaha. Anta waliyuha wa mawlaha. Oh Allah, you are its protector and you are the master. You are the protector of my soul, my heart, my ruh. You are the protector of my soul and you are the master of it. In other words, Ya Allah, you are in full control of this heart of mine. Allah, purify it, clean it, take care of it. So the next part of this dua, Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min ilmi la yanfa. Oh Allah, I seek refuge in you from knowledge that is of no benefit. We'll explain this just now. Wa min qalbi la yakhsha. Oh Allah, I seek protection in you from a heart that is not fearful. In other words, you are not fearful of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Got a heart, but it doesn't fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And from a soul, the last part of this dua, or the second last part of this dua, wa min nafsi la tashba', from a soul that is not content. All the time the soul wants, it's desirous. Ulama explained that it's desirous all the time of food, and all the desire, all the time the desirable, all the time it's desiring lust. All the time, that is a soul that is not satiated. Allah, I'm seeking protection from that type of soul that all the time is looking for pleasure. I don't want that type of a soul. So therefore, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would make dua, wa min nafsi la tashba, from a soul that is not content. And the last part, min da'wati la yustajabu laha. Allah, I'm seeking protection in you from dua that is not answered. So beautiful, dua that is not answered. Person making dua, but the dua is not getting answered. Allah, protect me from that type of dua. And the reason is quite clear, is because we are weak people, and when we make dua and we find that the dua is not getting answered, then we automatically lose hope because of our weakness. Dua is there, but it's our weakness. Our job is just keep knocking and knocking and knocking. When Allah Ta'ala desires, Allah Ta'ala wants to open the door for us, He'll open the door. But we, our job as slaves, is to just continue knocking at the door of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam make this dua because we are weak insan. So therefore, teaching us that make this dua, that Allah save me from a dua that is not answered. That I'm knocking, knocking, not getting answered because I'm weak. I myself will lose hope. We explain what we said, we'll explain just now, a heart that is not fearful. Or first, the first part of it, Allah, I seek protection in you from knowledge that is of no benefit. Ulama explained that knowledge that is of no benefit can be of three types. The first is that ilm which is forbidden to acquire, such as magic, astrology, that knowledge that is not permissible at all to learn. So Allah, I'm seeking protection in you from that type of knowledge. The second explanation ulama give is knowledge which does not lead to practice. Some knowledge is just theory. I'm just learning theory and I'm just learning things. Like for example, a person is just learning Latin, he's just learning Afrikaans, or he's just learning some algorithms that will never help him in his life, or he's learning something. In different case, a person is learning something that will assist him and help him, but he's just learning things that will theory, that won't help him at all in practice. So therefore, ulama explained that this is the second type that is being referred to in knowledge that has no benefit. And the third thing ulama explained is knowledge which does not reform one's internal attribute. In other words, this knowledge doesn't help the inside, the internal side of a person. It's just outward knowledge. There's no benefit to him internally. So this is what Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is explaining, knowledge that is of no benefit. Yes, if a person has to learn knowledge or ilm because of his trade, because of the business that he's in, then there's no harm, it is benefit for him. But here what it's speaking is where there's absolutely no benefit for a person, and he just goes on learning the names of this. But sometimes people want to know the most unique things that other people have never heard of and learnt of. So this is no benefit. Benefit is what's going to help us in dunya, what's going to help us in the qabr, what's going to help us in akhirat. The next part of the dua that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam made, a heart that is not fearful, ulama explained that heart which is hardened, that heart which has become hard, so it's not affected by the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it's not affected by the recitation of Quran Sharif. In one hadith in Tirmidhi Sharif, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has mentioned, the person who is the most distant from Allah ta'ala is the one with a hardened heart. His heart is hard. It's like that soil. Ulama gave an example. The soil is very, very hard. He's not accepting that water. How will it ever cause those crops to grow when it itself is so hard and not accepting any water? So like that, when that heart becomes so hard, person will listen to talks but no effect. He'll listen to Quran Sharif but no effect. He sometimes will make zikr or listen to zikr, but absolutely no effect. Allah, save me from that type of heart. In other words, that heart is gone very, very hard. And the last part which we explained, person that is has a soul, min qalbil, min nafsil la tashba, from a soul that is not content, refers to a soul that is always desirous of eating and fulfilling one's carnal desires. Such soul is the worst enemy of a man. The worst enemy he can have is within him, is that soul that all the time is desirous and desirous and desirous, and once more it will lead him all the time to haram, because now it's not only desiring halal, it's desiring haram. So Allah Ta'ala, save me from that type of soul that is not content. May Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. See the beauty of the du'as of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Just to explain it, in fact we just did a surface level explanation. To explain the du'as of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam requires so much of time, because of the depth of the du'as that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked. Therefore the least we can do is at least take our time and read these du'as, morning and evening du'as. Read these du'as in Hizbul Azam, or person prefers Munajat-e Maqbool, compiled by Hazrat Mullah Ashfari Thanvi rahmatullahi alayhi. Great benefit in this. At least we will cover the du'as of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if not on a daily basis, then at least on a weekly basis. Allah Pak give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanaka Allahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun al mursaleen, alhamdulillahi.